There's big news on the markets. John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. It's a big Tuesday, John.
It is. In fact, they're already calling it Takeover Tuesday, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. Of course, we're kind of glad that August is over because it was the worst month for the stock markets, particularly the S&P 500, in about 18 months. In fact, August, the Dow was down about 4.5%, and the S&P down about 3%. But we're going to start out with a bang this morning. Plus, we had lots of economic data this week. Most importantly, focused on jobs. We'll get the unemployment rate, et cetera, from the government on Friday. But let's talk about what's going on, because Dow futures are up almost 100 points this morning, and they are calling it Takeover Tuesday. Well, last week we told you that there were rumors that Verizon and Vodafone were in talks. Verizon Wireless, which is the largest wireless company in the U.S., is a joint venture, 55% owned by Verizon, U.S. company, of course, 45% owned by Vodafone, a British company. Well, they've come to terms. Verizon's going to pay them $130 billion to buy the 45% stake in Verizon Wireless. They'll control it completely. It ends the 14-year partnership. However, there will be so much debt taken on by Verizon that the Standard & Poor's and Moody's have already lowered this morning the credit rating of Verizon, as they're going to have to issue billions of dollars of bonds to accomplish that. But the big news in the tech market was the fact that Microsoft is buying Nokia's phone unit for $7.2 billion, $5 billion for the mobile handset division, $2.2 billion for Nokia's licenses and patents and their mapping service. Now, the Finnish company used to rule the mobile phone market. In fact, I'd never heard their name until Nokia started sponsoring the Sugar Bowl a number of years ago. You may remember that. In pre-market trading, Microsoft's down about 3.5%, but Nokia's stock is up 41%. That brings it all the way up to a whopping $5.53. Many people felt like that Nokia was on the verge of bankruptcy. Microsoft riding in on a white horse, buying them for $7.2 billion, which is a rounding error for the $150 billion or so of cash that Microsoft is sitting on. Now, this will be an interesting fight that's going to continue to go on in the smartphone market. We've already got Google, of course, which has the Android system, which drives Samsung and many of the other phones. Also, Google bought Microsoft a couple, 3 years ago. And then you've got Apple, of course. So we're going to see how that falls out and what kind of fight goes on there. But those two huge takeovers, that is Verizon and Vodafone, and then the Nokia and the situation with Microsoft, sending the futures up this morning substantially. And another interesting acquisition, a company called Jarden. Now, you may not know who they are, but Jarden is a company that owns lots of brands. They used to have some significant relationships here in our listing area. For example, they own Coleman, the people that make lanterns and et cetera. They also own Rawlings and Crock-Pot and a lot of other brands. But they used to be, before they became Jarden, they were Ball. You may remember they had a plan here, of course, and Ball makes all kinds of things like jars and et cetera. They changed their name to Altrista, and then they became part of Jarden. Jarden announces this morning they're buying Yankee Candle. That's the number two U.S. manufacturer of scented candles, buying them for almost $2 billion from a private equity firm as they continue to accumulate consumer brand names. And lastly, if you happen to look on Friday, it was a bad day for Arkansas Best, that stock dropping $1.71 a share, or about 6.5%. In case you didn't know what happened, well, here's what happened. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals threw out again the lawsuit that Arkansas Best had filed against the Teamsters and Yellow Roadway, alleging that they conspired and got some wage concessions that were not extended to Arkansas Best, even though Arkansas Best and Yellow Roadway were members of the same national master freight agreement. So, stock took it on the chin. We'll see what happens. ABF says they're going to consider their options. We don't know if they'll refile it for the third time. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
All right, John. Hopefully it'll work in their favor.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy week.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach him by calling him at 479-782-2527. And you can email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.